Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you being here. And today we have a wonderful program in store. We have my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And look, you're going to want to write this information down. You're going to want to reach out to Ben. And you may not need his services today. Maybe you'll need them down the road. Maybe you know someone who could benefit from the wonderful services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions. Here is the phone number. It's toll-free, 855-291-5005, or you could visit their wonderful website. It's a new website. It's very good, homedownsizing.com. And with that, Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on again today, and look forward to talking to everyone that's listening today, and as always, hopefully, I can impart some great information for them.
All right, excellent. You always do. And Ben, you know, we earlier in the week we had lunch together. We were just talking about a lot of stuff, and we started really realizing that when we work with families, and I do the same thing, but we were talking about your business and helping seniors, you buy their house in an as-is condition, and then you help them, with that transition to that next step, because they can walk away from their house in an as-is condition. Maybe there's a lot of stuff still left in it. So, but you actually work with a lot of other related services and other related professional service providers.
That's correct. We really can benefit or add to the benefits of some of those other services, whether it's a senior placement agent, whether it's a senior move manager, whether it's one of the many companies that deal with people's stuff that's in the house these days.
Okay.
And of course, as you know, there's different levels of dealing with stuff. Some people have a lot of valuable items that it's worth having an estate sale. And so they will have an estate sale company come in and do that. But at some point, there's usually stuff in the house that the seller doesn't care about anymore, mm-hmm. or the estate sale company cannot monetize. And so that's some of the ways that we can help with those services and with the seller to, when we buy a house, buying it completely as is, whether it has a little bit of stuff in, or whether it has a lot of stuff in, or whether it's completely full of stuff that that nobody wants, maybe an aggressive collector that has been there a long time and just doesn't know what to do. So we can kind of assist or facilitate any of those types of services.
Okay, and that makes sense. And so you gave a really good example over our lunch this last week, where a lot of estate sale companies or services, unless there is enough quality monetizable. Is that a word?
some form of that, I think. Monetizing to make it a value, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So as long as there's enough stuff in the house that is worth enough for them to be able to have the estate sale, and they would make enough to, you know, to make it worth their while, and it would also generate enough to make it worth the homeowner's time invested, et cetera, that works great. But if they don't have enough of that, okay, how can you help? Because that probably describes a lot of people.
I think it does. And I think the one way that we had talked during lunch is a situation that we ran into recently where a family had some collectibles, but really wasn't enough value there for an estate sale company to come in and hold an estate sale mm-hmm. to make it worth their while.
They probably have some threshold that they need to meet as a minimum.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
My experience, if a sale needs to be at least $10,000 to $15,000 gross value,
okay,
so that the estate sale company can take a portion of that to make it worth their while, because there is a lot of work to do, to go through a person's house, to go through the stuff, to take pictures of everything and get that sale ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not enough there, it's just not worth their while. But in this situation, they were also faced with needing to sell the house in a certain length of time, or wanted to anyway, but the estate sale company couldn't get there for 2 months. And so one of the things that we can do, or one of the ways that we can work with a house, we can go ahead and buy the house so that there is no clock ticking for the seller anymore, and give that estate sale company a couple months to get in there to have that sale so that the collectibles could be monetized for the family. And whatever's left in the house, we'll take care of. So it kind of helps all the parties out in that situation.
So I described that in the lady that we had lunch with, and she really lit up when you started to really connect all of those dots, because I don't know if anyone else with that flexibility of what it feels to me, or I could just envision, you're really building a bridge and you're helping someone from point A to point B. And if they need to sell the house, you know, relatively quickly, but the estate sale company or any other service that they may be waiting on, if they're backed up, and like you said, it's a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, 45 days, whatever it is, they're stuck. And so you are able to bridge that gap between you sell the house as is, they have cash in hand. You are very generous in your service, because you could actually stay in the house even after the closing for a period of time if that would be needed. We can talk about that in a minute if someone's moving to senior care, to a senior care community. But that allows them to get the transaction done, cash in hand, and then while we're waiting on this other professional service then to become available, and everyone wins in that situation.
That's absolutely correct, especially if the family needed money from that house to make the transition to a senior care community or some type of senior living, or had to buy into a community. That gives them the cash they need immediately, and it allows them to monetize those collectibles or any other items of value in the house without a real forced time frame on them. So everybody can work according to their time schedules, monetize everything as well as possible. And once everybody's done, we take the house as is, and they're done.
See, that is so fantastic. And so for our listeners, if this is resonating with you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, Ben sounds like a great guy. He's willing to work with his clients. He treats them right. And he comes up with solutions. He doesn't say, well, this is how it is and take it or leave it. And guess what? There are a lot of service providers out there that they're so rigid. You know, this is how we do things. Ben takes a completely different approach, and he says, how can we do this to best benefit you and your family? And let's see. And he's very flexible. And if he can work something out, he'll work it out. If that resonates with you, reach out. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You can also go online. It's a new website. It's fantastic. HomeDownsizing.com. And Ben, there are, you know, there might be some individuals out there, maybe even some services that, you know, we will buy your house as is for cash, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that I think really, one of the things I love about Home Downsizing Solutions is you've been doing this for over 25 years. You're not a rookie in this business. You're very experienced. But over the years, you found yourself in the niche of serving seniors and their families.
Correct. It has been a process over the years, and the one thing that I've always tried to do is to provide the best benefit, to provide best services, and the services with the most value to my clients. That's what I've always attempted to do by creating those different services, such as buying the house but letting a person stay in it, because it's come from a necessity of what my clients needed to do in order to proceed.
And so what that means is they can sell the house, again, have cash in hand in a fairly short period of time. They still have all their stuff. They're still in the house, but you're not going to kick them out. Okay, so we closed, right? Give me your keys and you're out. That does not happen with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That does not happen. We're very flexible. We make whatever we need to do happen to take care of the home seller, the homeowner, and their family to get them and that take care of that transition to the next home or apartment community.
And that's just one of the things I love is they can stay in the house as is, not forever, but for a period of time, even after the closing. And frankly, I haven't heard of any other service that offers that much flexibility. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. You do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. And Ben, you've mentioned before it may be a benefit to come from a different industry.
It certainly can. I think it's incredibly important for an ideal candidate for our franchise to have worked with seniors before in one of the various aspects of a transition from a house to a smaller home, apartment, or other senior living arrangement, and to know the challenges that a senior or their family goes through in that process. So I think that's incredibly important to have a knowledge or experience in that, such as a senior move manager or as a placement agent or one of the affiliated associated businesses like that. But if a person also has an interest in the real estate aspect, that's where when they have both of those interests, I think that's a great position to be in for a candidate for us. Because when you have the empathy for the family, when you can associate with what the family needs and are going through in that transition, and you can provide the service to take care of the real estate to make that transition much less stressful and easier to make the transition, I think that's an ideal situation that we can play a big role in.
And I think someone who has a heart for serving seniors, and if you have a heart for serving seniors, you're probably working in the business of senior care in some form or fashion. And so you have that heart, and you know what? You can't train that. I think it's either there or not, right?
It sure seems to be. especially with all the businesses out there, all the things out there these days, I guess, that you look at, it seems like either people want to serve seniors or it's not there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's critically important. And being able to provide a service that takes care of the real estate, which is often the biggest transaction monetarily that the senior or their family is going to have, it's critically important to do that right, to treat people the right way. And it's something that I take very seriously every time I talk to a senior or their family.
That's right. And so if you have someone, again, they have a heart for serving seniors, serving their families, and they want to solve the issue of what do we do with the real estate. And again, it's the largest piece of it monetarily, like you mentioned. And that's unbelievably stressful too, by the way.
Yes.
What are we going to do with this house? I've been in for 40 years and we have foundation repairs and I've got all this stuff and it's overwhelming. I've seen time and time again where people get so overwhelmed with all of that, just the thought of it, they just shut down and they do nothing.
Correct. And that's the worst thing that can happen is just choosing to do nothing. And especially when you take into account maybe the adult children are dispersed throughout the country. And they're having to deal with all of this, with trying to get a parent or loved one to better care, to a better living arrangement, to where they're safe. And the house can be a hurdle and one of the problems to make that happen. And so by being able to provide not just one solution, but multiple solutions to make that happen for the family, I think is a great responsibility and a great service.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so if someone is interested in a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, then would they just reach out to you and express an interest in a particular territory or a city or county? Or how does all that work?
Sure. They can certainly go to the website, homedownsizing.com. There's a tab for franchising on the website.
Okay.
They can call my office and we will certainly be happy to talk to them, answer any questions that they may have about the opportunity. And we're certainly looking for the right people throughout the country.
Absolutely. So again, reach out to Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or go online at homedownsizing.com. And if you think about it, you know, this is a reasonable cost to get into business for yourself in a protected territory, delivering a very meaningful service, making a huge positive impact for seniors and their caregivers and their family members. And you're just such an integral part of helping them solve one of the biggest challenges that they're going to deal with. What do we do with the house? What do we do with all this stuff? Can I sell the house and have cash in hand before I move? Well, then will I have to move out and find some other place while I'm waiting on my assisted living apartment to become available? Guess what? You get to solve all of that in a protected territory in your area, okay, and deliver a very meaningful service and feel great about the service that you provide. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I know you've written a book. Is it Home Downsizing Secrets, I believe?
It is, Home Downsizing Secrets, and you can certainly get a free copy just by going to the website and requesting one at homedownsizing.com. And or call the office and we can sure mail one to you. But I think there's a lot of great information in there about the process of transitioning from your current house to a new smaller home or apartment or other senior living arrangement. And so be happy to provide that to anyone that might like a copy.
What's the most important element in that entire book? I know it's all important, it's all related, but if there's a key point or takeaway, I just put you on the spot. So.
You did. I think maybe two things. One is I talk to a lot of people that just have no idea how to even make that first step.
So what do you do to start the process?
Yeah, that's correct. People are just so overwhelmed, understandably, if you've been in your house for 20, 30, 40 years, where do I even start? And so I would say that's a huge thing.
That's how do you eat the elephant one bite at a time, right? And here's
correct.
Your first bite. So that's very important. That's really good.
That's correct. That's the one primary thing. And I'd say a second issue is, of course, from what I do, working with the right real estate professional. There's a lot of different choices out there, a lot of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should work with someone that can give them multiple options. So not just a person that is going to push listing their house, not just a person that is going to push a cash home buyer buying their house, but someone that can give a person the options that are available to them and explain the positives and negatives of those options so that it fits the homeowner's unique situation the best.
See, and I love that because you can you know, buy the house as is, or you can tell them, hey, this is probably a better retail sale. So again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. We're online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for having me, and hopefully the listeners got some value out of our conversation.
I know they did. I know they did. Thanks so much again. And don't go away. We have some more special guests in studio coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so wanted to shift gears and talk a little bit about National Assisted Living Week. And we are right here at the end of it. It's been this entire past week, September the 10th. All the way through September the 16th, which happens to be my birthday. Thank you very much. But this year's theme for National Assisted Living Week is Season of Reflection. And just a little history, kind of interesting. It was established by the National Center for Assisted Living, the NCAL, all the way back in 1995. And National Assisted Living Week provides a unique opportunity for residents, their loved ones, staff, volunteers, and the surrounding communities to recognize the role of assisted living in caring for America's seniors and individuals with disabilities. The annual observance encourages assisted living communities around the country to offer a variety of events and activities to celebrate the individuals they serve, as well as to help educate members of the public about this distinctive aspect of long-term care. All right, so to all of you operating and working in and providing care and cooking and providing housekeeping and the nursing support and the activities and the transportation and all that you do in the area of assisted living, happy National Assisted Living Week. And I know I've been around to a lot of assisted living communities, and they all had a lot of things going on this week. And it's just a fun thing to do. I think well deserved as well. Those folks work really hard. And I'll tell you what, it's a great place to work. You're in an assisted living environment. The acuity or the medical needs of the residents, it's lower than long-term care. So it's a favorable work condition for a lot of folks, and that's why they like working there. So let's go ahead and discuss National Assisted Living Week and assisted living in general. Let's just break this down. So first of all, what is assisted living? And I'll say that it's a little bit of a misunderstood term out in the market. I describe it as assisted living as a social model that can help you with your activities of daily living. So if you hear anyone in the business use the acronym or the abbreviation ADL, and all kinds of people, look, let's just raise our hand. People in the medical business, medical community, caregiving community, we throw around acronyms like everyone should know what we're talking about. But guess what? Most people don't know what we're talking about unless they also work in the business. So I try really hard not to do that. So an ADL is your activities of daily living. So in the assisted living level of care, they can help you with some of those daily tasks. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing or taking your shower. Sometimes you may need full support, and someone literally may need to wash your body, wash your hair, rinse you off. I mean, the whole thing, because you just may not be able to do that. Maybe you're fairly independent, but maybe a little unsteady on your feet. So you get into the shower, you pull the curtain, and then there's a caregiver that is nearby, just in maybe in the bathroom, just off to the side. And we would refer to that as standby assistance. So if you're starting to feel a little wobbly or a little weak, or you have any concerns whatsoever, someone's right there to help you if needed. And maybe you're somewhere in the middle of that, but they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing or showering. They can help you minimally or fully with getting dressed. Now, maybe, again, maybe you're fairly independent, but you can't quite reach down to get those socks on. Or maybe you need a little help with only with getting your shirt kind of over your head, and then you can kind of pull that down. Maybe you're losing some of the dexterity in your fingers, and maybe it's kind of hard to button your buttons. Or maybe it's difficult to get your shoes on and tie your shoes because of that bending. Okay, so if you think about it, some of these activities of daily living, we just take it for granted for decades and decades, right? And we're able to do those things until one day we're not able to do those things. And at that time, you need a little bit of help with some of these things. So you're bathing, you're dressing, you're grooming. You may need a little bit of help brushing your teeth, combing your hair, shaving, putting on some makeup, whatever your needs are. They can help you out with those sort of things. They can also help you use the toilet. Now, again, how many times have we all used the restroom? And it's just automatic for decades and decades and decades. And then all of a sudden, you need some help. Well, they can help you. They can help you in and out of the bathroom, on and off the toilet. Maybe that's all the help you need. Maybe you need full assistance in using the bathroom. Okay, they can help you out with those sort of things. And then they will distribute your medications. And that is super, super important. And the older you get, the more important it becomes to take your medications properly, take them on time. Don't miss any medications. And if you have certain diseases, it becomes critical that you take them exactly on time. But, you know, just an average situation, you don't want to miss your blood pressure medication because your blood pressure goes up and all of a sudden you're at risk for all these other things. And, oh, by the way, and you won't feel right. You won't feel as well. So they can help you with those sort of things. They offer a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. And I'll tell you, the social engagement part is something that I think a lot of people undervalue greatly. But I've heard so many times that, well, you know, my wife lives at home with me, but we don't talk much. I mean, I think she's kind of bored. And if she had some other people to be around and maybe meet some new friends and some new things to do that we don't have around the house, I really think that would help her kind of cheer up. And I think it would really improve her quality of life. And so, I mean, I've heard that a lot from a lot of my clients. Okay, they have doctors that essentially make house calls. So you'll have at least a primary care physician, usually someone that specializes in gerontology, or they could be a general practitioner or internal medicine, et cetera. But you'll have a physician that will come to your assisted living community and make a house call and save you a trip out. They also have nurse practitioners and physician assistants that would also come in when the doctor is not available to come in. They're all available 24 hours a day. So it's very nice to have that kind of medical support, and then the convenience of that house call. You also have other medical specialists that will come into the assisted living community. So you could have a podiatrist or a dental hygienist, or you could have a psychiatrist or psychologist come in, a counselor. You could have social workers that come in. You could have an audiologist and an optometrist coming in doing eye exams and that sort of thing. So a lot of medical support as far as basically a doctor's visit. Okay, but you have to understand this is not a medical model. It's just not a medical model at all. And all of these assisted living communities, and I'm not throwing them under the bus, so to speak, and I'm not poo-pooing assisted living. It's a fantastic option for so many people, but you need to understand they all have their limitations because, again, it's a social model. They provide an incredible amount of support. It's just not medically based or medical in nature. It's more of that daily support, with the exception of distributing the medications. All right, so that is something very, very important to understand. Also need to understand that this is the second, what I would call the second most difficult level of care to navigate on your own. And I'll explain that after the break and into the next segment. But this is not a standardized model. So if you look at long-term care, that's a very standardized model. They all offer about the same thing. Now, some deliver better than others, obviously. Okay, but in the world of assisted living, there's a wide lane that they can operate. And I'm going to explain that coming up next. I'm also going to talk about the price structure of assisted living, the average cost. You're not going to want to miss that, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I was talking about the limitations of assisted living. Again, a tremendous amount of support. But if you hear someone say, well, we're an age-in-place community, and our goal is to have you here for the rest of your life. And that is certainly their goal. But there's some things that the vast majority of places are just not going to be able to handle. Now, I would say one step over that line that would cause you to need to move to long-term care would be a two-person transfer, meaning it takes two staff people or maybe even a mechanical lift to help the resident move from point A to point B. Now, let me say that some assisted living communities are staffed to do that, and they do offer that. I would say the majority do not. Okay, so that's one thing. Another issue or limitation with assisted living, if there's wound care involved, they just don't have the staffing. They don't have the nursing horsepower on site to take care of that. Now, if it's something that's fairly minor, you might be able to have a Medicare-certified home health agency come in and have their nurses come in and make visits to take care of that. But if it's anything significant at all, you're going to have to move from the vast majority of assisted living communities. Another thing they're not going to be able to do is they're not going to be able to provide catheter care. So if you have a urinary catheter, that's going to be a problem. If you have, if you require tube feeding, maybe you have a PEG tube, a little tube that's stitched, that goes literally straight into your gut and kind of sticks out of your stomach. It's kind of stitched in place right there. And you have to put liquid nutrition through that feeding tube, and then that has to be flushed. They're not going to be able to do that. They won't be able to do any IV therapy, flushing out any ports, PICC lines, anything like that. So if you start getting into any of those sort of things, then you're going to have to move. And so that would exceed most of the thresholds of most of these assisted living communities. Again, because it's a social model, it's not a medical model, and all those things are getting into the area of medical care. Now, one thing that I do like that I see a lot of assisted living communities now have a third-party provider in-house providing physical therapy, occupational therapy. Those are the two main ones, and maybe even some speech therapy. And that's really valuable. If you're having gait or balance issues or shuffling, or you need to strengthen, regain your balance, a lot of different things that they can help out with. And maybe practicing transferring with a transfer board for safety in and out of the shower, that kind of thing, in and out of the bathtub, et cetera. Those things, you could bring in a Medicare-certified home health agency, again, to help you out with that. But a lot of assisted living communities now have that third-party therapy provider right there on site in the house. And I think that's a really, really good thing. And again, this is the second most difficult level of care to navigate because there is a wide lane. It's not a standardized model. So some assisted living communities choose to provide a minimal level of support. And it's their right to do that. And it's all about marketing and what they're trying to accomplish. Hey, we have very independent residents here. We're super active. We're doing this. We're doing that. And they'll help you out a little bit with some of this stuff. And that's what they do. And that's fine. Some assisted living communities will bend over backwards to keep you from having to move to a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. They're on the way high end of what they can provide. And then, oh, by the way, a whole bunch that are somewhere in the middle. So this one is difficult. If you're going to need assisted living now or in the near future or at any time in the future, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. You could just go online, seniorcareconsulting.com, or give us a call at 913-945-2800. We can definitely make that search and selection process very, very simple for you. We roll out the red carpet for our clients. Okay, on to the pricing. So first of all, I would say pricing comes down to a couple of things. Number one, the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a one bedroom, is less than a two bedroom, right? That just makes sense. So you're paying for the amount of space that you have and you're occupying. And then number two, how much care you need. So if you need a little bit of help, not with all these pricing models, but if you need a little bit of help, generally speaking, you're going to pay less than another resident requiring more help than you. So the three most common pricing models are this. So I would say the most common pricing model is what they would call a base plus level of care. So there's a base charge or base cost. That's for your apartment, your meals, you know, all the stuff, plus a level of care charge. And the level of care charge would add, you know, maybe another $500 or $600. It depends on how many levels they have. A lot of places have three, a lot of places have four or five. So let's say if the average assisted living cost is somewhere between, you know, say $5,000 to $6,000, and that's going to depend on where you live. The average might be a little lower in some places. It could definitely be higher in some of these larger metropolitan areas. $5,000 to $6,000, pretty common. If I wanted to spread that out a little bit, I'd say maybe $5,000 to $6,500. But if you have let's say you have a base charge of $4,000. And then on top of that base charge of $4,000, we'll have a level of care charge. And let's say they have five levels of care, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's say each level of care is $600. So you have the $4,000, it could be $4,600, it could be $5,200, it could go all the way up to a maximum of $7,000. So that's that one. You have the flat fee for service where it's just, let's say it's $6,200 all inclusive. Whether you need a little help or a lot of help, it's just a flat fee for service per month. And then the one that I hear the most complaints about is a base charge plus an a la carte charge. They charge you for every little tiny thing. They're just trying to be accurate in their charges, but a lot of people don't like that. They feel like they're being nickeled and dimed a little bit. Okay, but that's the third one. And then you have a community fee, which is pretty common across all of these types of assisted living communities and pricing models. And the community fee is a one-time upfront fee that you would pay coming in the door. All right, again, if you need help with finding the right assisted living community, reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you, make the whole process very simple for you. 913-945-2800. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!